Well, good morning.
大家早晨.
It is so wonderful to be able to worship with you all today.
非常高興今日可以同大家一齊嘅嚟到敬拜.
I loved watching Vicente tickling the strings on the guitar.
我真係非常嘅高興睇到呢個 Vincent 喺度彈吉他.
I had no idea he had those kinds of skills.
我都唔知佢有咁嘅能力.
But I wanted to stand up and grab Pastor Enoch and start dancing with him.
It was.
Well, this past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, marking the beginning of the Lenten season. And so as I was asking Pastor Enoch, well, what do you want me to preach on this coming Sunday?
我問Pastor Enoch的時候，這個來臨的主日的時候，你想我是什麼題目呢？講。
He asked, well, would you be able to potentially preach on the subject of fasting as we prepare for this special season leading into Good Friday and Easter?
他叫我是否可以考慮這個禁食的題目，作為預備耶穌受難日和復活節的一個準備。
And so we'll be doing that. So if you can open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9,
請大家打開你自己的聖經，在這個馬太福音第九章。
We'll be looking at verses 14 to 17.
在這個14至17節。
And we'll have our brother David read it for us in Cantonese, and so if we can all stand as we read this word together.
馬太福音第九章第14至17節。 那時約翰的門徒來見耶穌說， 我們和法利賽人常常禁食，你們的門徒倒不禁食，這是為什麼呢？耶穌對他們說，新郎和陪伴之人同在的時候，陪伴之人豈能哀動呢？但日子將到，新娘要離開他們，那時候他們就要禁食。所有人把新布鋪在上，因為所補上的反大了衣服，鋪裂的就更大了。 也沒有人把新酒裝在舊皮囊裏，若是這樣，皮袋就裂開，酒就出來，這皮袋也架了，唯獨把新酒裝在新皮袋裏，這樣就得保存了。
Let's pray.
請大家低頭禱告。
Father, again, we thank you for this day.
天父，我們感謝你給我們今天的早上。
Lord, we do pray that you would give us insights into your word and into the spiritual discipline of fasting that is often so neglected in our practice of faith.
我們懇求你讓我們今天進入明白到這個屬靈的操練，這是我們信仰當中的實踐當中的時候，時時都被忽略。
And Lord, through your word that we might understand better the potential of fasting, Lord, to unlock our faith and ministry.
藉著你的話語，我們可以能夠更加明白到這個禁食可以在我們的信仰和事工上更加得到長進。
So Holy Spirit, we pray that you would give us now a spiritual hunger for your word.
願你賜給我們這個屬靈的一個渴求，我們聽你的話語。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌基督的名求所求，阿門。
Amen. You may be seated.
請坐。
Well, as I was preparing for this sermon, I came across this fabled story.
當我預備這個講道的時候，我是無意中遇到這個傳說中的故事。
And it's a story of a competition between two lumberjacks, one young and one old.
是關於兩個伐木的工人之間的競爭故事，一個是年輕的，一個是年老的。
And so they were to have a contest on who could cut down the most trees by the end of the day.
他們比賽的時候，一日當中的時候，誰能夠斬更多最多的樹？
Well, naturally, the younger lumberjack, he thought to himself, well, I'm stronger, I'm younger, I'm bigger, I have more energy, I have more endurance.
當然這個年輕的伐木工人心裡想，我比他大隻很多，我比他強壯，有活力，也有很多的耐力。
So of course, I'm going to chop harder and faster than this older lumberjack, and I'm going to beat him handily.
所以的時候，我只需要是對這個老人家的更加用力，更加來得快，我可以很容易會贏到他的。
Well, so the contest started, and the older lumberjack was on one side of a hill, and then the younger lumberjack was on the other side, so that they couldn't see each other.
所以比賽的時候呢，他們是一個年長的工人在山的一邊， 咁年輕嘅喺另外一邊，但係佢哋睇唔到對方嘅。
But they could hear each other from the other side of the hill as they were chopping away.
但佢隔山嘅時候，佢聽到一個嘅佢呢個人其他嘅人對方嘅聲音。
And so the story goes, as hours were passing, well, the younger lumberjack noticed that the older lumberjack must have been taking rest because every hour, on the hour, there would be like a break, a pause for 10 or 15 minutes.
除了時間的時候，年輕的這個木工呢，是發現到這個年長的木工呢，是大概好像每小時的時候，有10至15分鐘的時候呢，好像都是沒什麼聲音，好像在這個休息緊。
This is not like the story of the tortoise and the hare.
I don't know how to translate that.
But the younger man, he didn't get cocky. He didn't pause. He thought to himself, this isn't even competition. The older man can't keep up, and he just kept chopping away.
咁佢心裏想嘅時候，係呢個可能都唔係一個比賽，因為嘅時候咧，呢個老人家可能係跟佢唔上啦。咁佢自己繼續係努力喺度斬樹。
And he kept chopping all the way until the end of the day.
佢繼續佢哋做到好辛苦嚟到做到呢個嘅一日嘅結束。
Well, as the sun was setting, they both stopped, and the younger lumberjack confidently climbed to the top of the hill, expecting to have cut down way more trees than the older one.
当呢个太阳落山嘅时候咧，佢哋都停咗啦。咁呢个年轻嘅呢个嘅木工咧，就好自信嘅爬上呢个山顶。佢希望见到咧，佢自己所斩嘅咧，系比呢个老人家系更加多嘅。
As he got to the top of the hill, well, lo and behold, he saw the older lumberjack sitting on a pile of trees far greater, far larger than the trees that he had accumulated on his side.
当我走到山顶嘅时候，系睇到呢个老人家系坐一个比佢更加身边更加多嘅树。
I see a lot of our elderly members smiling with pride.
我哋当中嘅时候，年长嘅当中，成日大家都有呢个会心嘅微笑啊。
Well, confused, thinking somehow this older man had cheated. He said, "I've been chopping nonstop all day. I even heard you taking breaks every hour on the hour for 15 minutes. How is it possible that you have chopped more trees down than I have?"
佢一头雾水，咁佢就话以为呢个老人家喺呢个莫名其妙当中嘅时候有作弊啊。佢话。你我马不停蹄喺度，系咁斩，系咁斩。但我听到你嘅时候，差唔多每小时嘅时候都有休息嘅时间。有冇可能你斩嘅树系比我斩得多咧
？Well, this older lumberjack, in all of his wisdom and experience, he had a sly smile on his face, and he looked at him. He said, "Oh, you thought I was taking a break?"
呢个老人家喺面上嘅时候有一个嘅狡黠又话一个奸笑喺度咁讲啊。佢話：你以為我喺度休息緊啊？佢話
：See, when you didn't hear me chopping, I was sharpening my axe.
其實你聽到我冇斬樹嘅時候，我其實喺度磨緊刀啫，磨緊斧頭。
See, even though you were working hard all day, half the time you were working with a dull axe.
其實呢個嘅喺整天嘅時候，你喺度係咁做，係咁做嘅時候，大一半嘅時間，你有一個好鈍嘅一個斧頭嚟到斬樹嘅。
Now, just by a show of hand, how many of us here enjoy cooking?
喺當中嘅時候，有幾多人係好喜歡烹飪嘅？有冇舉手
？Oh, not too many. Okay.
啊，唔係咁多人啦。
We prefer going out now. All right.
你最中意買食啊
？For those of you who do enjoy cooking, you guys know that the most important tool in your kitchen is your knife.
對於呢個喜歡烹飪嘅人嚟講咧，你都知道。厨房里边嘅时候最重要嘅工具咧就系把刀啦。
And the safest and best knife to use is a sharp knife.
而且最安全同埋最好嘅刀咧就系最锋利嘅刀。
Because it cuts through things so much easier.
因为佢好容易能够嚟到切入啲嘢。
It's that much more effective.
佢更加嚟有效。
Now you can maintain a knife daily with a simple tool like this. This is a knife honing steel.
呢個係如果睇嘅時候，呢個 passer 不手揸住嘅咧一個嘅磨刀嘅一棒啊。
This is not a knife, in case some of you are wondering in your little knife.
呢個唔係把刀嚟嘅，一個磨刀嘅棒嚟噶。
But after so much repeated use over and over, even a knife still becomes dull.
雖然嘅時候你反覆嘅係磨得好多次嘅時候，但係呢一把刀咧，遲早都係會掘嘅。
And something like this no longer works.
这个磨刀棒可能这么上下就不可以用了。
Sometimes you need to do a full makeover and completely reshape and restore the edge on your blade to make it new.
有时嘅时候，你需要全面嘅改进，系完完全全嘅将呢个刀锋嘅锋利咧，系有改变，先能够得到新嘅一样。
This is what I do for you.
呢个我系为你而做啊。
And so you use something like this that completely reshapes an edge on a blade.
呢个嘢咧就系可以能够嚟更加嚟彻底嚟磨呢把刀啊。
When you use something like this, the cutting experience is like nothing you've experienced before.
如果你用呢个嚟磨刀嘅时候咧，真系你完全系感觉唔一样噶。
Like cutting through meat with a laser.
即系等于好似你个切一个啲肉嘅时候，用一个激光嚟切一样。
See, for a Christian, it is true that daily devotion and prayer can help keep us effective. It can help keep us sharp.
对于呢个基督徒嚟讲嘅时候，我哋每日嘅灵修同埋我哋祷告嘅时候，当然可以帮助我灵嘅里边嘅时候系有效果同埋有敏锐。
But sometimes fasting can completely rejuvenate our spiritual lives and make us all the more effective, even more passionate when it comes to our walk with Christ.
但有时呢个禁食嘅时候，更加嚟使到我哋嘅灵嘅里边嘅时候，更加嚟到兴奋。使我哋喺同神呢、这个同基督嘅同行嘅时候，更加有呢个嘅效率，同埋更加有激情。
And so as we look at the subject of fasting, we're going to see three important lessons about this discipline that will hopefully challenge us to incorporate this practice into our lives somehow.
因此嘅时候，当我呢个嘅系研读呢个等呢个嘅思想呢个禁食嘅时候嘅时候，我哋有三个重要嘅功课，希望能够嚟到俾呢个会众嘅挑战。能够将到呢一个嘅操练系融入我哋嘅属灵嘅生活当中。
Now, sometimes to understand the concept, it's helpful for us to go through the who, what, when, where, why, and how of something of a particular subject.
如果要理解一个概念嘅时候，有得时嘅时候，我哋要所谓嘅讲到所谓嘅何家六问啊，即系何人、何物、何事、何地、为何同埋如何。
Well, today we're going to look at the what and the when.And the why of fasting.
今日我哋使嘅呢个属灵嘅地嘅事情嘅时候，我哋用呢个何物、何事同埋为何。
So first, let's look at the what. What is fasting?
首先嘅时候，我哋睇何物，或者系讲话乜嘢系禁食。
In verse 14, we see the disciples of John the Baptist coming to Jesus, and they ask him this question: Why do we, as well as the Pharisees, fast, but your disciples?Do not fast.
剛才的經文十四節的話，我們看見的時候，施洗約翰的門徒來問耶穌，他說我們和這個法利賽人都有禁食，但你的門徒是沒有禁食的。
See, for John's disciples and for the Pharisees, fasting had become more of this just outward act of piety.
這個約翰的門徒和這個法利賽人的時候，禁食只不過一個外在的敬虔的一個行為。
Pharisees, if you were to read about them and read through scripture and see all the instances about them, you know that they are all about the outward appearance.
我们知道的时候，法利赛人的时候，都是讲到这个外表的重要性。
Their religion had become all about the traditions and the routines in life.
对他们来讲，宗教的一切就是这个关乎这个传统和这个惯例。
And so this is why Jesus had challenged his listeners in a previous passage in Matthew chapter 6.
我哋这个缘故嘅时候，耶稣基督喺呢个马太福音第六章嘅时候，亦都对佢嘅会众嘅时候有一个挑战。
And he teaches them, and he says this: When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting might be seen by others.
主耶稣嗰个教导话：你哋禁食嘅时候，唔好像呢个嘅假冒为善嘅人，面上带着愁容，因为他们把面弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是禁食。
These Pharisees were doing it so that they would be seen or perceived as holy from others around them.
佢哋做嘅时候，为要俾人认为佢哋系更加比其他人圣洁。
But Christian fasting, as we're studying it here, is not about the outward appearance of our faith.
但这个基督徒的禁食的时候，不是意味着我们是信仰在外表里面的表达。
And so Jesus responds to them in verse 15. He says, Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.
刚才我读的经文15节的时候，耶稣对他们讲话，新郎和陪伴的人同在的时候，陪伴的人岂能哀恸呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要禁食。
Now, I know recently a number of Cantonese members went, I believe, to Houston for a wedding of a member's son, I believe, right?
我哋記得上個禮拜嘅時候，有啲人嘅時候，喂，上個禮拜係有一班人嘅時候，去到 Houston 嚟到係慶祝一個嘅婚禮。
But you go to this wedding in order to celebrate this couple.
我哋去呢個嘅參加婚禮嘅時候，去慶祝呢個嘅夫婦，新嘅夫婦係為佢哋高興。
You dress up fancy and you eat nice food. Some of us might drink and dance while we're there.
我哋打扮得好靚或者好醒啊！你一時時會食一啲好嘅食物，你甚至乎有啲人會飲啲美酒，係嚟到歡欣嘅，同佢一齊跳舞。
And we do these things all because of the joy, because of this relationship that we have with this couple.
我哋一做呢一切嘅時候，因為對呢個夫婦嘅時候，你希望佢等我哋高興，亦都因為我哋當中嘅時候同佢有一個嘅關係。
You want to spend as much time as possible with them.
你想花多啲時間同佢哋一齊。
And so when they are present there, you celebrate and you feast with this couple.
当你同佢哋同在嘅时候，你会同佢一齐嘅庆祝，一齐嘅享受呢个盛宴。
You're not longing for this couple because they're right there with you.
因为你嘅时候，你唔会系渴求见到呢一对嘅夫妇，因为佢哋已经与你同在。
But Jesus says, "But when the bridegroom is gone, then they will fast."
但主耶稣讲到话，当呢个新郎走咗之后嘅时候，你哋就要禁食。
See, after you've experienced a time with the bridegroom, but all of a sudden the festivities are over and they're gone, there will be longing again.
在这个经历与这个新郎的时光的时候，庆祝活动结束之后的时候，你会再一次的是渴望来到见到他们一个机会。
So Jesus is saying that the exercise of Christian fasting is about the longing that we have for Jesus as our bridegroom.
耶稣基督教导话，真正嘅基督徒嘅禁食系关乎于我哋对呢个新郎呢个主耶稣基督嘅一个渴求。
Christian fasting is the longing for focused time with Jesus。
基督徒嘅禁食系渴求花多啲时间同与主一齐。
The physical act of fasting, of not eating, creates this physical longing for physical filling.
禁食是身体上的行为，但是做了对身体里面的饱足的一个的渴求。
But when we couple the physical act of fasting with the spiritual aspect of fasting, suddenly that physical longing translates into this yearning for spiritual filling over the physical feeling.
但当我们将这个身体上面的禁食的行为同埋呢个嘅灵里边嘅禁食嘅行为咧结合起嚟嘅时候咧，呢个身体上嘅渴求就会系变化上我哋对呢个灵性里边嘅充满一个渴求。
You said hagao, I was thinking hagao.
Is that hagao hagao?
That's the problem with not understanding Cantonese. Spiritual fasting is all about feasting.On Jesus.
属灵的禁食是变成一个与主一起一个的盛会。
Pastor Tony Evans, for those of us who know him, defines fasting as a deliberate, it's a purposeful abstinence from physical gratification in order to achieve a much greater and more important spiritual goal.
Tony Evans 牧师的时候，他讲到话这个禁食的定义呢，是刻意的，是禁制身体上面的需要的满足，是来到实现到更加大、更加重要的属灵的目标。
It's denying the visible, the things that we can see in this world, in order that we might acquire the invisible things of God.
他否认到我们可所看见的，是来到获得无形的领域。
Pastor Matt Chandler, another well-known pastor, described fasting as this. It's the physical abstinence in order to reach spiritual abundance.
这个 Matt Chandler 牧师的时候，他讲到说，禁食的描述是一个身体上面一个禁欲，是以达到这个灵的里面的时候的丰盛。
Some of us, when we think about fasting, we might think, oh, man, but it just makes you so weak. It takes away all of your strength.
我们可能会想到的时候，今次的时候会让我们更加虚弱。
And it's very true. It does.
其实这个真的，真的确实如此。
Well, considering in preparation that I knew I was going to be preaching on fasting, I thought it would actually make sense for me to actually fast this week.
当我准备这个禁食这个题目的时候呢，我想在本周，这个今个礼拜的时候呢，尝试做更加长的这个禁食的时间，应该对我来说是一个好处。
This was probably Monday or and Tuesday, and as I was, I remember as I was ending my fast and I was getting up from the table and I stood up, my whole head just went dizzy.
我当我记得这个星期一、星期二的时候，这个的是禁食的差不多完足结束的时候，我是从这个的是坐的地方来站起来的时候，突然间觉得这个头晕啊。
I remember counting many times the hunger pains and the stomach grumbling.
我亦都经历咗系好好多嘅呢个嘅饥饿嘅痛苦啊。
But it's in those times, and even in that time of dizziness, in which it reminds you, this is why you don't depend on the physical things. You need to be depending on the spiritual things. This is why you fast.
但系对呢个嘅时间嘅时候，这个嘅无论我嘅头晕啊，或者呢个嘅好饥饿嘅时候咧，提醒我要呢个嘅更加需要祷告。
It reminded me that I needed to be praying over this message rather than just writing words on the paper.
我唔系净止将呢个嘅今日嘅讲章系写喺呢个纸嘅上边，更加需要系嚟祷告。
And so in fasting, rather than bending to our flesh and fulfilling our desire for physical food, we need to submit to the Spirit that He might fill us and our need and desire for spiritual food.
因此在禁食当中的时候，我们不只是屈服在我们的肉体和对物质这个食物的渴求，更加需要的时候，我们服灵这个信服这个圣灵，是使到我们更加满足我们对属灵的食物的需求和渴求。
Well, Jesus continues then in verse 16 and 17. He shares a little bit more about what this new practice, this new covenant fasting would be like.
耶稣在16节和17节的时候更加分享更加多这个关于这个新的一个禁食的是会怎样的样子。
He compares it to a new piece of cloth, a patch being sewn on old garments or new wine being poured into old wineskins.
他比作的时候一个的新的块布补在这个旧的衣服上面，或者新酒是摆在旧的情的里面，旧的皮袋里面。
And what Jesus is saying is that when you are filled with Him now, with His new presence through this fasting, it isfar more powerful than any practice that you could have ever experienced in the Old Testament.
耶稣讲话的时候，当你将祂的身在的同在的时候，充满的时候，经过禁食的时候，你比旧约中的任何的其他的做法都要好得多。
Jesus is the complete fulfillment of everything in the Old Testament, and He is far greater than any Old Testament practice, any Old Testament tradition or law.
因为他所有的主耶稣基督是这个旧约的成全，他比任何这个旧约里面的实践传统或者律法更加大。
And so at the end of the day, what is fasting?
所以归根结底，什么是禁食？
Fasting is a discipline that reveals this spiritual longing for Jesus that is far greater than any other physical need or want.
禁食是一个操练，它是这个揭示对耶稣基督的属灵的一个渴求，这个渴求的时候更加远远大过任何身体上的需要的需求。
Because Jesus is better than anything that this physical world has to offer.
因为耶稣比这个世界上面这个的所有的可以比我们的东西更加好。
I've noticed many times, sometimes from members here, other people, we often post on social media about our food.Right, a restaurant that we go to.
我哋经常喺呢个媒啊呢个嘅社交媒体上面嘅时候咧，都系摆咗好多嘅食物嘅相片啊。
But my question is, when was the last time we posted about the feast that we had in Jesus?
但系嘅时候，你最近一次系嚟到表彰到同耶稣一起圣呢个圣宴嘅时候系几时咧
？Second, we look at the when. When should we fast?
第二嘅时候讲到系何时啊，或者系几时系要禁食。
Again, looking at verse 15, Jesus says, "When the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast."
15节嘅时候，耶稣话，当呢个新郎要离开佢哋嘅时候，佢哋就应该要禁食。
And this verse reveals a couple of things for us.
我认为呢个经文嘅时候系有呢个启示几件嘅事情。
The first is that Jesus says, "Then they shall fast."
讲到主耶稣嗰度话，那时候佢哋就要禁食。
We are currently living in this then period as Jesus, our bridegroom, is still physically away from us.
我哋呢个生活呢个时候嘅时候，就系嗰个那时嘅时候啦。因为呢个嘅我哋嘅新郎主耶稣基督系唔喺我哋嘅身边。
So then the implication is that now is the time that we should be exercising this discipline of fasting.
因此嘅时候，我哋应该系今日嘅现在就系我哋呢、这个。禁食嘅纪律当中嘅时候，这个操练嘅时候。
Similarly, in that verse that we looked at in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, Jesus starts off his this dissertation of fasting by saying, "When you fast."
喺呢个嘅马太福音第六章头先读过吓，你亦都讲同埋呢个十六章嘅时候亦都读过，佢讲到话系你哋禁食嘅时候。
He doesn't say, "Well, if you fast." See, Jesus' instruction of fasting is not based off of a suggestion. Jesus' instruction is based off the assumption that his people would be in the practice of fasting. But he doesn't necessarily prescribe a frequency or a rhythm. Of fasting.
但冇讲到规定禁食嘅节奏或者规律呢个频率。
What he does is he prescribes the necessity.
但佢系规定咗个必要性。
It needs to be a discipline that we work into our lives.
佢需要成为一个操练，系嚟到融入我哋嘅生活。
Just as we all understand the importance of prayer and daily devotion.
正如我哋是明白到呢个祷告同埋呢个阅读神嘅话语嘅重要性。
Well, fasting needs to be seen as this need, this discipline in order to attain greater spiritual growth.
禁食应该被视为对呢个更加属灵嘅长进嘅一个需要。
And while our prayer and daily devotion is often compared to the physical meals that we take in every single day,
虽然呢个祷告同埋呢个嘅灵修嘅时候，好似好多时候就系一个比例。一个比例的时候讲到是等于我身体里面是所需要的一样。
Well, just like physically, there are those times in which we really enjoy one of those big banqueting meals.
每日的当中的时候我们都要吃饭，但是有些时候的时候我们都想希望是享受一些大餐。
And so in fasting, we strip away that physical intake in order that we might feast spiritually at the spiritual banqueting table of Jesus.
有时嘅时候，我哋需要系剥夺咗我哋每日嘅身体上面嘅需要，可以能够达到喺六宿灵嘅里边嘅宴会上面嘅时候，亦都大把口福。
As we referred to back about the sharpening,
我头先睇过啦，磨刀嘅比喻啊。
Both in the story of the lumberjack and with the kitchen knife.
头先讲到呢个嘅伐木嘅工人，同埋呢个喺厨房嘅里边菜刀嘅故事。
Sometimes you need to pull out.The big system in order to experience big change.
有时我们需要拿出这些特别的工具啊，是可以能够来到有个更加大的生活上的改变。
It's hard. It's heavy.
啊，非常的重啊。
It's inconvenient.
很多时的时候很不方便。
But it's effective.
但有时候是有果效的。
I know of many situations in which we've fasted and we've prayed for big spiritual events that are coming up.
有时嘅时候，我哋有啲情况嘅时候，因为属灵嘅大件事情发生嘅时候咧，我哋系准备呢个嘅系或者系呢个禁食同埋祷告。
But I've also met many people in which they have a rhythm of fasting every single week.
但我常亦都识到好多嘅人，佢喺每一周嘅里边嘅时候都有呢个禁食嘅习惯。
Some people even twice a week.
甚至乎有啲嘅时候，每个礼拜系两个礼拜有两次嘅禁食。
But again, the question that we need to be asking ourselves is not, well, if I fast.
但我需要问的问题就是，我们应不应该是禁食？
But rather, when will I fast?
最重要问的时候，我们应该几时开始禁食？
Are we in the habit of fasting and thinking of what earthly things might I be able to forego for a time in order that I might attain more of Christ?
我们应该的时候，这个习惯，这个禁食的时候，我们会想到或者世上的时候有其他的事情，我们可以暂时的放弃，使到我们的时候是能够得到这个属灵的里面与基督一起的时间。
We can ask this question, is my stomach hungrier or my flesh hungrier or is my spirit hungrier?
我们的问题就是，我们的肠胃或者我们的肉体是更加是我，抑或我们的灵性是更加我？
Well, third, we look at the why. What are some of the reasons why we might fast?
第三个时候，我们看见为何，或者说为什么我们要禁食呢？
First and foremost, there must be, we have to understand, in order, if you're going to fast, there must be a purpose for the fast.
我们知道禁食的时候必须有一个目的。
Remember, fasting is not just the physical denial of food.
记住的时候，禁食的时候不是单单的是说要拒绝这个食物。
One pastor said this, if you're not desperate, if you don't have a purpose, don't fast.
他说，如果你不是太过绝望或者没有个目的的时候，你不应该绝食。
Because otherwise, it's just a diet.
否则的话，你只不过是个节食而已。
I've been doing what's called intermittent fasting for some time.
我做这个的间歇式的一个禁食有一段的时间了。
What it is after dinner for the next 16 hours, I don't eat until noon the next day.
是的，当中的时候，当我吃完晚餐的时候，有16个钟头，是直到第二天的下午的时候，我才吃东西。
And then for the next 8 hours, I can eat whatever I want.
跟着8个小时的时候，任你吃。
But that's just for health and diet.
但这个为了健康和这个饮食而已。
And I've gotten used to that rhythm.
但这个时候我已经习惯了这个节奏。
But when I decided to intentionally do a longer fast this week, I was able to focus more on those hunger pains. And I don't know if God was just giving me more hunger pains, but it reminded me through the dizziness, wow, I need to be praying. I need to be purposeful with this fast and use it to pray over the sermon, over this congregation.
但当我决意嚟喺呢个嘅今个礼拜嘅时候，禁食更加长嘅时间嘅时候，我系更加嚟到注重呢个利用呢个嘅系一个呢个肚饿嘅，同埋呢个有时嘅头晕嘅时候咧，系为到我呢个讲道，为到呢个会众嚟到祷告。
But we see numerous other examples, reasons in Scripture why they initiated these different fasts.
我呢个经文嘅里边嘅喺其他经文里边嘅时候，我哋见到有呢个禁食嘅特别嘅目的嘅例子。
One of the big ones is repentance.
一个嘅最大嘅系就系讲呢个嘅系悔改。
In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, God says through the prophet Joel, "Yet even now, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, not your garments."
在这个约珥书的第二章第十二节当中的时候，神经过这个先知约珥讲的话，耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我，你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
Even in the Old Testament, God was not looking at the outward appearance of torn garments, but rather the inner of torn hearts, broken hearts before God.
甚至乎在这个旧约当中的时候，神是看见这个禁食的外表，是要我们来撕裂我们的心肠，不是我们的衣服。
But we must remember that it is not the fasting that brings about repentance and forgiveness.
我们知道的清楚的时候，不是因为我们禁食的时候会带来这个的宽恕和这个的悔改。
Only Jesus' work on the cross can bring about forgiveness.
只有耶稣基督在十字架上的成就的才能够带给我们的宽恕。
But the decision for us to fast ushers in this attitude and this posture of a longing for this Jesus who died on the cross for us and who rose again.
嘅时候，这个禁食嘅时候会带嚟我哋一个渴求嘅心嚟渴求耶稣基督，因为佢喺呢个 十字架上所成就的一切。
And so even in the Old Testament, it points us towards Jesus.
因此甚至在这个旧约禁食当中的时候，都是来指向这个耶稣基督。
In Jonah chapter 3, verses 5 through 9, it says the Ninevites who were about to be wiped out by God, well, they called for a fast. They put on sackcloth and they repented of their ways. And it says God relented from destroying them.
在约拿书的时候都讲到说，甚至上这个神会消灭这个尼尼微城的人，他们来到要求这个禁食和穿上这个麻衣，他们悔改自己的道路，神就软化了，吹埋他们的心。
And so sometimes if we need to repent of something, if something's been in our life for so long that we haven't repented from, perhaps fasting can be that impetus for us to really turn from our sins.
因此如果有很多事的时候，我们需要真的去彻底的来悔改，来摆脱我们生命和生活当中的某些恶习的时候，禁食可能成为一个悔改和转向这个罪恶的动力。
Well, another reason we see in Scripture to fast is to experience God or maybe even preparation for ministry.
我在圣经当中的时候，有其他的例子的时候，讲到禁食呢，是可以能够来经历神和为这个事工来做一个准备。
It doesn't necessarily have to be a long-term or a pastoral ministry.
不是一定要是这个的专业的一个的这个牧会啊。
It could be something as simple as a mission trip.
可能一个的简短的一个短宣。
Or maybe a spiritual renewal revival.
或者可能一个属灵的奋兴。
And we see in two instances, one in Exodus chapter 34, when Moses fasted for 40 days up on the mountain as he met with Yahweh God for this replacement set of the Ten Commandments after the Israelites had sinned.
我们有两个例子的时候，其中一个就是这个出埃及记的里面讲到说，这个当摩西 是来到上山的时候，他禁食了40日，所以以色列人犯罪之后的时候，他 与主来了这个的会面。
And we see in Matthew 4 again, Jesus fasting in the desert for 40 days before he started his earthly ministry.
我们大家都知道在马太福音第四章的时候，讲到耶稣基督在这个旷野40日的时候来到禁食。
And while it's interesting that they both fasted for 40 days, I don't think the number is as significant as the devotion they showed.
虽然两个例子都是讲到40日大的时候，我不认为这个数字是这么重要。
So as they were preparing for what God had in store for them, they fasted before God.
当他们为将来的事工来做准备的时候，他们在神的面前来到禁食。
In Acts chapter 13 and 14, we read about the church and the leaders fasting before they sent out missionaries and before they selected new leaders in these churches that they planted.
在这个《使徒行传》第13章和14章当中的时候，我们看到这个教会和这个教会中的领袖有禁食，因为他们准备是来到差派这个宣教士，是为到和这个为到这个教会的新的选择这个领袖和长老来到禁食祷告。
Many other instances of fasting, like David fasting for the life of his child, Nehemiah fasting through grief because of the walls of Jerusalem, Daniel fasting to hear from God, and then Mordecai and the Hebrews fasting in the book of Esther for deliverance.
甚至有其他禁食的例子，譬如咁样大卫嘅时候为佢嘅为佢个仔嚟到禁食，呢、这个嘅尼希米喺呢个嘅哀痛当中禁食，但以利嘅时候亦都系要想听到神嘅话语有禁食，抹底改同埋希伯来人嘅时候为咗呢个拯救而有禁食。
But one last one to highlight before we end.
但系我想强调一个嘅其他一个嘅例子。
From Isaiah chapter 58, it's one of the longer passages in Scripture that talks about the idea of what true fasting versus false fasting is.
在以赛亚书第58章里面的时候，谈论到真的或者假的禁食的概念的一个较长一个经文。
And in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, God says this, "Is not this the fast that I chose or that I choose to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke."
以赛亚书第58章第6节嘅话，我所拣选嘅禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下轭上的索， 使被压欺压的得自由，截断一切的压魔。
Fasting as we are longing for Jesus is about being more in tune with what the heart of God, what the heart of Jesus is, to love the last, the least, and the lost.
我们藉着禁食的时候，我们更加来到渴望与主同在，是来到更加合乎神的心意，是爱我们当中的时候更加最小的、最后的和失丧的灵魂。
Not just to fast and pray about something, but to actually do something.
不是只是这个的是禁食和祈祷，乃是当中的时候是采取这个行为。
I was so blessed and encouraged to hear of a number of Cantonese side families that were blessing and helping this Romanian family that's been recently here in Austin.
我是当中的时候是为在主的里面感恩，是知道这个的在预堂当中的时候有为这个的Romania 这个难民当中的时候有摆上。
That is loving the least and the last and the lost.
你讲到话在当中的时候是最小的、最后的和失丧的。
Well, as we close again, the goal of this message is not to check, are we a fasting congregation?
在我们当中的时候，结束的时候，我的目标不是想说我们在这个成为一个禁食的一个会众。
We're not putting out a checklist. Are you fasting? Are you fasting?
唔係要係嚟講係一個要係嚟到一 check take a take 嘅話，你係咪有冇呢個嘅係禁食
？But how much are we longing and yearning for Christ?
目標嘅時候，究竟我對呢個嘅主耶穌基督係有多少嘅渴求，係多少嘅嚟到尋求
？What is particularly special to me about this congregation? There's many members in this congregation that are of my parents'generation.
是在当中的时候，有很多会众的年岁的时候，是跟我这个父母的一代的时候的年岁是差不多。
And that's what's truly inspiring to me about this congregation.
对我来讲的时候，是对我们十分鼓舞的地方。
I believe I've shared a number of times. I love worshiping with the Cantonese congregation.
很多时候我在讲台上面讲多次的时候，我非常是高兴是来到这个当中的时候跟大家一起的来到敬拜。
Because there is a vibrancy and there is a passion that I experience when I get to worship with you all.
因为是 在大家当中的时候，我是经验到，是体验到很多的活力和激情。
But I don't know how many of you all fast. And I wonder if we were to incorporate this practice, maybe not in rhythm, but every once in a while, if that might ignite even more passion and excitement.
我唔知在当中嘅时候有几多人禁食，但我知道嘅时候，如果更加多人嘅时候将呢个嘅禁食成为我哋灵嘅里边嘅生活嘅操练嘅时候，我哋可能会更加燃点对神嘅激情同埋呢个愤兴。
And that it might not just inspire your congregation, but the rest of the church and your families as well.
唔係淨止係呢個嘅呢個國粵語嘅多嘅會眾，甚至無係嚟到影響到其他嘅教會裏邊嘅會眾，你嘅家人。
Before we close, some of you maybe have been chopping and chopping and chopping and chopping for decades.
在當中嘅時候，可能有好多人嘅時候喺度係咁伐木，伐木嘅時候係。很久很久很长的时间
Maybe it's time to rest.
可能
Pull out the system.
可能的时候，这个是时候的时候，我们大家可能休息，是来到用不同的来到磨刀的机会。
Maybe sharpen the axe in preparation for what's ahead.
这时候我们为这把刀是更加来到磨利的时候，是准备这个将来的圣功。
Let's pray.
大家一起祷告。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们再一次感谢你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your grace that does strengthen us every single day.
我们感谢你的恩典，在我们每一日的时候得到这个坚固。
But Lord, I do pray that we are challenged by this subject of fasting.
当我们是来到受到这个禁食操练的挑战的时候。
And God, through you would help us to understand what it means to rely more on you versus the things of this world.
求你帮助我们真正更加依靠你同埋渴望你。
God, that we might be in the habit of physically abstaining from things of this world, God, in order to attain more of a spiritual abundance.
让我们养成这个禁食的习惯的当中的时候，在你里面的时候，更加多了属灵的丰盛。
God, that we might be even more spiritually sharp and more spiritually effective, God, and be filled even more with passion for your name.
所以我们在属灵当中的时候更加敏锐，更加有效的热情来服侍你，让我们在这个禁食当中的时候，我们更加来享受你的同在。
So Lord, may we fast so that we might feast on you.
叫我们的时候与你享受一切的同在的喜宴。
We pray this in your most holy name.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.